Thanks for being with us this Thanksgiving weekend. And we have Elizabeth Edwards with us today, who is a Young Artists Competition winner from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And we'll listen to a performance from her, after which we'll take a moment and chat with her. That is Claire, or not Claire, but Elizabeth Edwards. We were just talking about her sister, Claire, a couple of weeks ago. Claire, Elizabeth's sister, was here. Elizabeth is 15 and is homeschooled. She's in ninth grade. from Sewickley. What piece did you just play?
I played the Francombe Etude No. 9.
And tell me about you and the cello. When did you start playing? And
I started playing cello at age 5.
So it's been 10 years. Who do you study with?
I study with Gregory Boyanover. He's a Russian teacher. He came from Moscow about 12 years ago.
And what attracted you to the cello? Was it the first instrument you learned, or did you learn music in another way?
Well, I played the piano for a little bit before then, but my brothers and sisters, they play violin, and my little sister was going to play the viola, so we wanted to have a family string quartet, cello.
That's great. And did your parents play?
My dad plays the piano, and my mom played the piano for a while.
And how did you feel about being assigned the cello when you were 5, or having that instrument be the recommended one? Was it one you wanted?
Yes, I really loved the cello, and I was so lucky because I've had my teacher, Gregory Boyanover, from the very beginning, and he was such a wonderful teacher that it made lessons and practicing very enjoyable.
That's a long time to have the same teacher, too. He's had a chance to really watch you grow over the years. Have you thought about what you would like to do after you graduate?
Definitely a music conservatory or a college with a great music program.
That's terrific. Do you have any in mind?
Well, I like to see what teachers teach at those conservatories. There's Juilliard, of course, in New York City. There's some great teachers there. I'm sort of just looking at who's on the staff of those schools and, yeah.
Yeah, and some of that might change by the time you're ready, too. You've got 3 years or so to still move through. What else do you like to do in addition to music?
Well, I like to spend a lot of time with my siblings doing things that we love. I like to ice skate in the winter and ski and be outside a lot.
Excellent. And I'd be curious about this whole experience with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Can you sort of explain what the process was like and also your relationship with the Pittsburgh Concert Society?
Well, the Pittsburgh Concert Society has been just wonderful. It's been such an enjoyable experience. I did a live audition last January in front of an adjudicator, and so he chose 10 people, 8 or 10, I'm not quite sure, for the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist, and then I gave a performance in March. And that was just wonderful. They made it so enjoyable, and I just loved performing, and they were so kind and nice.
It sounds like they're really supportive. And you can learn more at PittsburghConcertSociety.org. And I don't believe there's anything on the schedule until March 6th of next year. But there are opportunities to hear and see the students that have won the Young Artists Competition. In fact, let me mention that the next Young Winners recital is March 6th, and you can get all of the information you need at PittsburghConcertSociety.org. Now we're going to hear one more selection. This is our last chance to talk, though. Is there anything else you wanted to mention or anybody you'd like to acknowledge that you didn't get a chance to?
Again, just the Pittsburgh Concert Society for their support and this wonderful opportunity to be on this radio show, and for all the opportunities that the Pittsburgh Concert Society has given me.
And what piece are you about to play?
David Popper's Elf Dance. Thank you.
Accompanied there by Sergei Marchikov, once again, Elizabeth Edwards. With our thanks, you can learn more about Pittsburgh Concert Society by going to pittsburghconcertsociety.org.